this is another one from the mountaintop. The mountain is called Nose Mountain, so in my poems I often call it North America's Skull. So this poem is called Thinking About Emptiness from North America's Skull, and it has an epigraph from Nagarjuna. With no obstruction, how can there be absence of obstruction? Over the horizon bright, jagged bolts of white lightning are thrown like javelins from the top of the continent. Where are they landing? Nowhere. Who is throwing those electrified spears? No one. Outside the cabin window, after the storm, the tops of some of the mountain's evergreen trees have become a dirty orange, as if they were ever orange trees. I wonder what natural processes or acts of industry have turned the tops of these trees orange. A part of nature's course? From the edge of the mountain, I see dozens of oil rigs dot the landscape. Even 3 or 4 years ago, I could only see one or two. What license from the galaxy could give oil and gas companies the right to despoil Canada's boreal forest? Could a business contract give this right? Who will stop the logging industry's ever-widening clear cuts? Is it possible that trees exploit us like this in another universe? At 11 p.m., the sun has gone down. What in this cabin window creates illusion? With record-breaking heat on, the fire lookouts are on extreme hazard all week. They are calling their smoke locations into the radio all day and through the night. Are there really other humans listening at another end of the radio? That fire on the smoky ridge. If she didn't see it, would somebody else? On the FM radio, I listen to local gossip. No war talk. The disaster in Iraq must be over up here. For global warming, the locals know it's past the tipping point. At midnight, it finally gets dark. Soon, all appearances will vanish. Good night, Vivian. Good night, Elliot. With luck, we'll all meet again in the morning.